I'm Beck, too.
Hi, I'm Tim.
And I'm Becky.
And we are at the beautiful new Wing It Miniature Golf Course at Freeport Crate Park. Tell you, we've done a lot of miniature golf courses over the years.
A lot of miniature golf courses over the years. We used to do some really fun ones. Niagara Falls, Biloxi, these were some of the best ones. And we are excited for the first time to play Wing It here at Crate Park today.
So we're going to come back after we play Wing It and let you know about some of the great holes and what took place.
So first of all, I have to say the landscaping is lovely. And you can't really tell so much from outside, but there are beautiful flowers and greenery and little trees. And there are still, you're still close enough to the larger trees around it and even a couple larger trees that they must have kept from the old setup that you're in shade for quite a bit, which is nice. I like to be in the shade.
And as Becky talks about the landscape, I'm going to talk about the difficulty of the course. There are some holes on this course that are extremely difficult. They make you think a little bit, and it's not because it's hard, too hard to hit or whatever. It's because of the angling. The angles are outstanding on some of these holes.
They are. I'll just confess right now, I got a six on one of the holes. But what I really like about this is there aren't, you know, big, bright, painted windmills or giant boots or things like that. Everything is of a theme to do with butterflies and nature. You know, the holes have waterfalls or hollow logs that you go through, or ones in the shape of a butterfly. And like I said, the beautiful plants. So it's really peaceful and beautiful.
Well, and you'll see on the website for FreePod for Tim Beck too, you'll see a picture of Becky with this beautiful butterfly that was created, and a lot of picturesque opportunities. And I love the fact that they stayed with the theme of a color, and that's kind of a monarch butterfly the whole way through. And it's kind of neat to see.
Very pretty. So enough about that. Let's talk about how difficult the holes are. So the first few are great. And the limestone along the edges of them, it just adds to the beauty. It's not some ugly curb. It's pretty limestones and nice bricks and things. But anyway, the first hole that I thought was kind of tricky and fun and interesting was hole number 5. I guess this is. There's a waterfall in the middle, beautiful waterfall over some limestone. But you hit it in one hole, then it goes out another hole in a whole different side of the waterfall, and then goes through another little hole and then comes out by the final hole. So it's a complicated one.
It's a complicated one, but Becky got it in the hole the first time and almost got a hole in one, which was pretty impressive. The hole that I think is harder than it really looks is number 10. There's a trellis that's over it, and it is a long, long hole. It's straight, but it's like you hit the ball a long way and it still doesn't go as far as you think.
Yeah, I didn't hit it far enough.
And I had a couple penalty strokes because when I hit a ball and it goes out of bounds, you put the ball back on and you add a stroke. So
you had one too many biscuits for breakfast, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
And then hole 12. Okay, this is the one that I got the six on because, again, it does not look like it's going to be that difficult, but there's a hill and you have to bend around the corner, and I just kept hitting it and it kept bouncing the wrong way. So it kept coming back to where I was starting from. But it is deceptively difficult.
And hole 13, I hit it through a log and it didn't go all the way through. So I had to stick my club into this small log hole. And
there's a picture of it on the website.
And just I basically had to like tip it with my putter in order just to get it through, and ended up with a 3. So it wasn't that bad, but still it was a little difficult. And then the next one, 14, is the butterfly that you've seen in pictures for the Park District. And it is gorgeous.
Yeah. If you were in a little drone or something up above from the sky, you would see it's a very pretty butterfly, including antenna. Very nice.
And as beautiful as it is, it is deadly.
I went
out of bounds on that one. You have to hit it just perfect, and there's a big hole throughout the bricks. And if you go through that, there's a penalty for you, and I'm catching you if you don't use that penalty shot.
It's true. It's true.
And then what about 17, Becky? 17 is the one that's kind of like a snail.
Oh, yeah. And that one was the par 4, I believe, right?
Yes.
And you had to hit around and around, and it spiraled in. That was a tricky one. Very tricky, but fun.
You know, when you drive by, you don't realize it is as challenging. I wouldn't say difficult. It is as challenging as it looks. The colors, of course, of all the balls that you have the chance to hit is outstanding. A lot of pictures can be taken and put on social media.
But it's just very peaceful and lovely. And if you're not in a super competitive mood, you can just relax and have a really good time. I think it was $7 a person for adults, and it was less than that for kids.
It was $6 for kids and senior citizens.
So we recommend it. We give it a big thumbs up.
So was I too competitive?
No, you were not.
Okay, no.
We had a lovely time.
We did have a lovely time.
He did win.
I did.
Five strokes, I think, as a matter of fact. So he's being humble. He won.
I won, and that's fine. But I used to call this the Isuzu Championship for the car dealership. So if anybody's listening to this and saying, hey, I'd like to sponsor Tim and Becky to go throughout the country and hit play miniature golf, we'd love for you to do that. So just contact us at TimBeck2 on freepod.org.